Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. As an athlete growing up, it was meat and taters. That's what you needed to put big strapping muscles on your bones. Well, that has changed a little bit in that we know a little more about diet and the way it affects your body. I'm just shy of a year now into a workout program where I've lost weight and I'm starting to get back into shape. This isn't a commercial for them. What it is an endorsement to go eat junk food. I know the ins and outs of diet. I really do. But this to me sounds awesome until you read a little deeper and realize it's just for energy. But initially, I thought I'd got the green light to start slamming triple cheeseburgers after a workout. A new study at the University of Montana looked at how our bodies recover after a workout and found that fast food is just as good as protein bars and energy drinks, if not better. Researchers had athletes do intense workouts on a treadmill for 90 minutes. Half of them ate power bars, energy cubes, and Gatorade after their workout to get their energy back, while the other half got pancakes, hash browns, hamburgers, and french fries, along with soda. I want to be in that group. 2 hours later, they had to ride 12 and a half miles on a stationary bike as fast as they could. And the researchers found that what they ate basically made no difference in how they performed. They were just as fast and had as much energy. In fact, those who ate junk food actually had higher levels of glycogen, which is your energy reserves. Obviously, it doesn't mean french fries and burgers and pizza are suddenly good for you. They're still loaded with fat, but they can get you through a workout just as well as the overpriced energy stuff. So we'll wrap up this Friday, I guess, for you with some good news if you're one of those workout folks. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Dave's always on the lookout to get really interesting and unique stuff into the store, be it memorabilia, heirloom jewelry, or he'll buy up your gold and silver, too. To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com or go visit with him. He's on South College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Appreciate you listening.